I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Radio 103.7 WEEI. We're back to Cordishy and Coit on Sports Radio 103.7 WEEI.
Welcome back to Cordishy and Coit on Sports Radio 103.7 FM WEEI. Scott Cordishy and Nick Coit with you. We have a texter here that disagrees with you, Mr. Coit.
Okay.
They always start Brady after clinching. He starts all 16 this year. I agree with that texter from this standpoint. If there's something to play for, like if they clinch the division, they're not resting Tom Brady.
No.
If there's seeding still involved, if they have everything clinched, like the number one overall seed in the AFC, and they're hosting whatever, the Buffalo Bills in the final regular season game, yeah, then he doesn't play.
I said that half kidding.
Right.
I'm just saying that, like, if they were to clinch the division after 14 games, yeah, a lot of times they do start Brady, but they may not in week 17. Maybe they've already clinched it. They've clinched home field advantage, so it makes no... I said it half kiddingly. That's why I say it. I hope he starts all 16 games. That means that you're down to the wire. It's exciting football. And then you can say that he is a 42-year-old who starts all 16 games and reaches that unprecedented milestone.
This is an interesting one.
Okay.
Ray from the Bronx. Considering that Kraft continually gushes when he talks about Tommy, how do you not take care of the guy that's brought you 6 rings and has made you billions of dollars? Kind of reads into what kind of businessman Kraft really is, eh?
I you know what? I get it. And I'm that's why I'm a little, you know, taken aback by it too. Because when the Garoppolo situation came up, whose side was Kraft on? It was Brady's. He stuck by his guy. So it's interesting that this wasn't a Belichick contract negotiation. This Belichick was, he may have been involved, but not like he was with the Garoppolo thing. This was Kraft and Brady. That, to me, this situation is about Kraft and Brady. And so I'm sure that's why Brady was probably taken aback. That's why he stepped in front of the cameras in Detroit and said, "Well, it is what it is." And I guess that's pertinent to this situation. Whatever he said, "It is what it is." That told you so much. He's irked, he's annoyed, but you're right. It is what it is. But that's what Kraft and Robert and Jonathan. I'm sure Robert was like, "I'll give him whatever the heck he wants." And maybe Jonathan. Who knows? Who knows what it was? But it is interesting. You're right, Texter. It is fascinating to me that they didn't just throw the kitchen sink at him. Whatever you want, Tommy. Whatever you want. They handled this like a business. But isn't that why the Patriots have been so successful too?
Absolutely. Positively.
Because they have handled business. It doesn't matter who it is. Tom Brady is not above their business. And for that, I give them credit. Now, they have made business decisions, and maybe ones that the coach didn't like by, you know, having to deal away Garoppolo and going forward with the aging quarterback. That was a decision that they made. And maybe it was one that was, I don't know, I don't want to call it unconventional, but just one that you didn't expect. Maybe the odds were, you know, in the favor of keeping the younger quarterback in terms of the all that stuff, but they believed in Brady, and so they went forward with him. So he's not above it, you know, and I think that's what this proves. It's interesting. It is to me. That's why I was pointing all those things out and being Nick Kellerman here, is because that's what they were looking at here in terms of a business sense.
Yeah, no franchise has come remotely close to the Patriots when it comes to mastering the salary cap era, right? I mean,
yes,
they have done by far and away the best job.
And again, though, I think at the end of the season, yes, the deal is voided, and I think Brady has been irked that he's going to have to do another contract negotiation, but I think they're going to come and sit down.
I don't know. Does anyone? I don't know why so many people doubt that it's going to get done.
Me too. Right. Like, exactly. Like, I think the deal's going to be voided. But you know what? I think they're going to renegotiate and have a new contract before free agency. He even hits free agency. Tom Brady's not a guy he's not Mookie Betts and saying, "I want to get to free agency." He's not. He has the It's such a different situation. He has the world in his hand in New England. He does. And so that's why I think another contract will come up, and ultimately he will get re-signed.
Okay. Switching subjects for a second.
Yeah, you want to go to the Sox?
Did you see? Not yet.
Okay.
Did you see the tweet from Colin Kaepernick earlier this week?
No.
He tweeted out like a 60-second video of him pumping iron in the weight room, saying 3 years, 5 a.m., 5 days a week, or whatever it is, still ready. In other words, like, I'm still ready to get back in the NFL if a team will take a shot on me. And President Trump weighed in on it. Mm-hmm. And he said, and quite frankly, I agree with him, he said, you know what? If a team, President Trump said, only if he's good enough.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if teams think he's good enough, he should be given another shot.
Sure.
That's the issue here. People think that Colin Kaepernick is being discriminated against by NFL teams because of, you know, what he stands for, what he's doing, all that stuff. No. If he was talented enough, if he was good enough, team would take a shot at him and sign him. The problem is they don't want the distraction of all that other stuff if talent-wise they don't think he's worth it.
Right.
And that's how they view Colin Kaepernick.
Yes.
Okay? As just probably an average NFL talent. So is it worth bringing him in knowing that you have to deal with all the coverage and all the other stuff that comes along with Colin Kaepernick? And so I think that's why NFL teams have stayed away from him.
I absolutely agree. And I think some maybe casual fans or some people have forgotten that he lost his job in San Francisco.
Right.
He lost it because he was not performing up to the standard that he needed to perform at. And so he lost his job. And that's why ultimately then this all came up with Kaepernick, and he became what he became in terms of a symbol. And then they let him go, and that's why since then, you're right. I think there are times and situations where you were like, you know, I wonder why this team wouldn't take a chance on Colin Kaepernick. I wonder why this team might not sign him, even though they worked him out or they were interested. And it's that, Scott. It's the PR aspect of it. And teams think about that kind of thing. They do. And there's no team that's better equipped to think about that than the New England Patriots. They can handle any PR situation. I think they can handle anything. But some teams are not as well equipped to do that. That kind of distraction can bring a team down. Look at what's happening with a wide receiver and a freaking helmet out in Oakland right now. That could be a huge distraction here for a long time to come. And that's why the Pittsburgh Steelers, with the best receiver in football, were willing to deal him away because they didn't want the distraction anymore. It's a PR thing. It is. And there's no distraction with the Pittsburgh Steelers right now. They're just having their camp and going along. They're doing what they got to do. You
know? Another interesting story, too.
Yeah.
As we move to baseball in a second in the Red Sox.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see what happened to Brian Cashman?
No.
Swarmed by a group of Connecticut police officers who drew their weapons on the Yankees general manager Friday.
Whoa.
He was apparently mistaken for an armed car thief.
Whoa. That's scary.
Yep.
Holy cow.
The 52-year-old general manager of the Yankees was driving his white Jeep Wrangler from Yankee Stadium to Connecticut after it was reported stolen last Saturday, according to team sources. The NYPD had found his vehicle abandoned in the Bronx and returned it to him earlier this week.
So they didn't inform anybody, and so
apparently the Connecticut police didn't realize
get the memo. They didn't get the memo. Oh, man, that is scary. Oh. That's like something out of like a comedy movie or something. Like, oh, man, that's scary, though. Oh, wow.
All right.
Those are some quirky stories.
All right, let's go back to the calls.
Yeah, go ahead.
Shall we? Before we get to the Red Sox, we've got Ron calling from Rhode Island. Ron, you're next on Kordishi and Coit on WEEI.
Hi, Scott. I guess I have a thought on Tom. I think Tom Brady has one football goal left, and that's to win a seventh Super Bowl, and he has to remain with the Patriots to get it.
Well, I don't disagree with you on that being Brady's goal. I think he'd like to win that seventh to pass Jordan.
Yep.
And I do think Belichick, same thing, wants to win that seventh to pass the Steelers.
Yep.
Because that'll just put these guys in a category all to themselves.
Yep.
And I don't disagree with you also that their best chance of doing it is together
here
together,
in New England. Yeah, absolutely.
Is that it, Ron?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I don't worry about I don't worry about Brady going anywhere as long as he has that goal.
I understand what you're saying. So, like, if they don't get it done this year, you'd find it hard to believe that Brady would go to another franchise when his best chance of probably winning another one would be to re-up here.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get that. Ron, thank you for the phone call.
Totally agree. Yeah, totally agree. You're right, Scott. Like, it's like, how do you not – all the hoopla and all the hysteria, like, how do you not just have the confidence that it's going to get done? It's going to get done after the season. They'll get another deal done, and if they're going year by year, that's what they're going to do. I think that's what the Crafts want to do. I think that's why it's on the table.
I started the show by saying that very same thing. Yeah. I just find it hard to believe that Tom Brady is not going to finish his career as a Patriot, whether it's this year, next year, the following year. But at the same time, we've never seen anything like this in terms of controversy regarding Tom Brady and his contract.
Of course.
Right?
Yeah.
This is the first time we've ever experienced this.
He's now going into a quote-unquote walk year for the first time ever.
Right.
They have an extension, so they can't totally call it a walk year, but it's a walk year. It is, because of the deal and the way it's structured.
All right. You want to take a break, and we'll come back with a little Red Sox talk?
Yeah, we'll just finish out the show after that, probably, right?
Why don't we do that?
Yeah.
We'll take a break. 401-737-1287, the phone number. You're listening to Cordishy and Coit on WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.